Dr. Wiley says we will not take over the world unless we are listening to GeekCast Radio Network.
Maybe you should play something else.
Hello and welcome to GCRN Wars. This is episode 18. This is round three, or the semifinals, I think. Right?
Quarter.
No, this is quarter finals,
semifinals, what the hell ever, of the GCRN Wars video game character tournament. I am TF2 and Mike, and joining me is Steve Megachon. Hello.
Hello.
Optimus Solo, a.k.a. Solomac. Hello.
You're still retarded.
I'm still going to use that name. You shouldn't have, you know, put mac and cheese in your Star Wars. You shouldn't have had Nate add that mac and cheese into your Star Wars. Nate Crocker is here.
Hello.
Hello.
I've been gone, but I'm back.
Did Mother Brain capture you or something like that?
No, just retail stores.
I was going to say, if your voice goes a few octaves higher, you could be an eggplant wizard.
What does that mean?
Eggplant Wizard is one of the villains from Captain N. Used to hang out with Mother Brain and King Hippo all the time.
I have
for those of you that don't listen to us all the time, Mike is the king of references that nobody gets.
Shut up. And of course we have TV's Mr. Neil.
Yeah, I didn't do it.
That works. All right, so it is the quarterfinal round, and we are going to be doing this like we did it last time. We're going to have the reveals and then talk about the next matchups after the reveals. So, Steve, what is going on with the tournament?
Before Kevin has us go like what we did last time, going bracket by bracket to break it down, I will say that there have been quite a few upsets. It's not going to be anything anybody expected. I'm just going to say it now. There's going to be some pissed off people. I guarantee it. I'm waiting to see what's going to happen with the panel, whether, you know, people start throwing tables over and pummeling each other or,
all out Royal Rumble.
I think all hell's going to break loose in this one.
That can only lead to more fun conversations and comments at the website. For those of you that are joining us late or just trying to keep track of where we're at in the tournament, last time we revealed all of the winners of round one, and we also kind of broke down the round two matchups, which there was eight of them. We kind of gave you our thoughts on those eight matchups in round two, and then we put it up to you guys to decide who was going to make it to the quarterfinals, and obviously that's what we're here today to do. Is to reveal the winners of round two and to set up the quarterfinal matchups. And we will begin way up in the upper left corner of the bracket where we had a round two matchup between Mario and Yoshi. Steve, how did Mario and Yoshi fare when the masses got to cast their vote?
Somebody got shat out as an egg.
Wow.
Yoshi ate Mario, 18-7.
Awesome.
Wow.
18-7.
Holy crap.
I'm okay with that.
Did not see that coming.
I didn't see it that far and away, but...
Well, perhaps our wish is granted and that it's not going to be just strictly vote on popularity and it's going to actually be who would actually win in a matchup for those that agreed. And I think the panel was kind of back and forth. I mean, we predicted Mario would win, but I think a lot of us were voting for Yoshi, so... That's definitely interesting. So Yoshi will move on to the quarterfinals, which means he will be up against the winner between last week's second battle, which was Zelda versus Link. Steve, how did Zelda and Link match up against each other?
Well, before Steve goes, I have to get Nate's opinion on this battle personally, because Nate wasn't here last week, and I think it's only fair that he give his opinion on Zelda versus Link in general.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. Zelda is wiser than Link, but Link, I don't know, Zelda always gets kidnapped and Link has to save her, so probably Link would win.
Steve, how did it turn out?
Link smacked a hoe.
Oh, no, no.
Wow. That bitch got slapped. 22-5.
Dang.
22-5, dominating win by Link over Zelda. So Zelda and Mario have been eliminated from the tournament, which sets up our first quarterfinal matchup, Yoshi versus Link. We will start with Mike. What do you think when it comes to Yoshi fighting Link?
I don't know. I really think this side of the bracket's going to turn into an ultimate joke by the end of it, because this just seems, it just seems so out of place.
Would you have preferred Mario versus Zelda?
Well, it would have been the second time she got bitch slapped.
No, if Zelda would have beat Link, Zelda would have beat Mario.
You never know.
Anyways, back to Yoshi and Link, Mike.
Yoshi and Link, I don't know. I mean, Link has so many weapons at his disposal. I honestly don't think Yoshi's going to be able to eat and spit Link out as an egg. I just don't think that's going to happen.
So do you think Link would have had better powers and more of a chance than Mario did against Yoshi?
Oh, yeah.
What way do you see this breaking down, Nate? If you have Yoshi and Link, and based on each of their powers, we had thought back in the second round that Mario had a good chance against Yoshi just because he's so used to controlling where Yoshi goes, could possibly jump on his back and run Yoshi off a cliff, as long as he avoided Yoshi's tongue, and the egg process, that Mario might have had a good chance. Now Yoshi's going against somebody completely different in Link. How do you see that breaking down, Nate?
Well, I was going to mention something about Link being able to, dodge and have Yoshi fall off a cliff or something, because that is really the only way to kill a Yoshi, is to have him drop to his death, or to make him very sad by stealing a baby. But, I don't know. If you want to talk about straight-up fighting, definitely Zelda, or I'm sorry, Link. Link is going to win, but I want Yoshi to win. I don't even care. Yoshi's so much more fun than Link. I'm biased against Link, I guess. I'm gonna say Yoshi.
Neil,
just because he's invulnerable and awesome.
Neil, what would each person have to do to come out victorious in this one? Who has the easier edge?
Let's see. You have the baby dinosaur versus Ike Turner, apparently. that's tough to say, because you got Link, who could basically bomb him like the Dongos, and then I don't know. But then again, Yoshi can actually eat bombs. You can eat,
true.
You can eat bomb bombs. I don't
know. Would Link's shield be enough to defend him against Yoshi's tongue?
I think he would just eat the shield. there are enemies. There are enemies in Zelda who eat the shield.
True.
So it's not looking good for Link. So I'm gonna have to go with Yoshi.
Steve.
As much as I want to vote against Yoshi, I don't think that it's gonna happen here. Link, yes, is more aerodynamic, has a bunch of weapons in his arsenal, but I mean, really, what are you gonna stop a dinosaur that eats stuff?
True.
He pretty much can eat any of his opposition. It doesn't really matter. So I think that Link may go down here.
I think the way I'm going to view this one is looking back at the path that they've come through so far, and I'm picturing Yoshi as this underrated character who's never been able to quite be the most popular Nintendo character. So he had a mission, and he took care of Toad. He took care of Mario, all on a quest to really claim that number one spot. Whereas Link probably got pretty battered with Lil Mac in round one. And then he hobbled into round two, somewhat already battered. And then had to do something he never thought he would do, which is beat Zelda. And in beating Zelda...
Excuse me, princess.
In beating Zelda, he comes into this next round morally and physically down. And I don't think his will to proceed is going to be able to match up against Yoshi. That's how I'm going to paint this one. So he's too heartbroken, and the bitter defeat or victory over Zelda is going to weigh too much on his mind to let him focus, and Yoshi's just going to plow right through him.
I dig that explanation so much. I am a fan of that narrative.
Excellent. All right.
And Yoshi would just be like, gum, gum, gum.
He doesn't care. He's not going to feel bad.
He's a happy dinosaur.
He's like, you're an egg. You're not dead. You're just an egg. I don't have to feel bad about that. All right, so that is a preview of the first quarterfinal matchup. So you guys will have to let us know if you agree with us or disagree with us when it comes to Yoshi versus Link. And we will move on to the other set of battles here on the left side of the bracket, which we saw a round two matchup between Mega Man and Donkey Kong. Steve, how did Mega Man and Donkey Kong turn out for us?
Robot Buster for the win. Mm-hmm.
That's
big dumb gorilla. Mega Man beats the big dumb gorilla 19-7.
Wow, that's by more than I thought it would be. Mega Man with the dominating win.
They were pretty neck and neck for about 2 days.
And then the Mega Man fans showed up, took Donkey Kong out.
Does that mean that Mega Man has barrel shooting powers now?
I believe so. I believe he gets to carry
those. And big hands like Gutsman, so he can slam stuff.
Or throw a barrel at it.
All right, so Mega Man will prevail into the quarterfinal matchup, where he will be looking at the winner between Bomberman and Kirby. How did Bomberman and Kirby fare, Steve?
This is going to be another sad moment. Bomberman won 14-13.
14-13.
What?
Wow. One vote.
What the is wrong and Michael, with these voters?
And Booth Ninja, Mr. Michael Powers, is going to go irate.
Yeah.
He had.
Hey, but we did get one on the tournament on this side that can eat stuff.
So he had Kirby winning the whole thing in a landslide. So he is going to be very upset. But maybe our explanations of Bomberman being able to somehow pull off the upset convince some people. I don't know. The closest vote we've had so far by one vote. So that will make it Bomberman and Mega Man. Let's break down this matchup, Nate. What do you like between Mega Man and Bomberman?
Wow, this is like a weird matchup. They're very similar fighters, actually, except one is a specialist and the other isn't. And I'm going to... I'm thinking the one that has bombs is just one of his powers will probably win. Unless you think about all the different types of bombs Bomberman has. I don't own a single Bomberman game, so I'm not actually sure all of the different abilities that Bomberman has. So I'm not sure about this one yet.
It definitely is interesting, Bomberman and Mega Man. I never foresaw that being a matchup that was possible to happen. So that's interesting. Neil, what do you think between this one? Who do you like?
Well, I'm looking up the most similar character to Bomberman, which would be Bomb Man, and I don't think he's weak to the Gutsman powers. So this is a very interesting one.
Yeah, this is one that you have to think about a little bit.
Yeah, let's see. Like I said last time, Bomberman has the power glove. He's got the bomb kicker. He's got all sorts of power ups. He's even got a ride on like Yoshi. So I think Mega Man's got some trouble here. He's not equipped with the thing that can take Bomberman down. And if they're on the soccer field, then Mega Man's just boned. So I'm gonna have to give it to Bomberman.
The dark horse of the tournament, possibly Bomberman making a run here. Steve, how do you think this one plays out?
This round it's going to be kind of tough, just because I like Mega Man better, but if it were Mega Man X, I think that there would be a better opportunity here, but it's Mega Man. And being that him and Bomberman are so much alike in this scenario, I don't know. I think it's going to be pretty neck and neck. And then with having the Gutsman esque powers with Donkey Kong. The most he can do is probably ground pound or throw the bombs right back at him, or manage to get close enough to pick him up and throw him off something. But I don't know. This one's going to be real tough. I want to vote Mega Man, but I have this inkling of a feeling that it's going to be Bomberman that takes it.
How far can Bomberman throw his bombs?
Not very far.
Because if that's the case, then Mega Man could just switch to his Buster and power up and blast him.
Yeah, I'm wondering if Mega Man can keep a distance in this one if he has a better chance.
Now, in our scenarios, are we saying that Mega Man only has the powers of the people that he's defeated so far, or he doesn't have...
Yes.
Okay, all right, just making sure.
So he could you know, do the Beautiful Joe thing, or he could do the Donkey Kong thing, or his Buster.
Okay.
That makes it interesting.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, we're pretending like this was round one, like you normally start with Mega Man, where he doesn't have any of the powers yet, so he's got to get him as he goes through his level.
Right. How many hits can Bomberman take before he dies? One bomb, right?
Like, unless he's got power-ups.
Right.
Yeah. He's much like Mario.
Mike, okay. You're keeping pretty quiet. I know you're upset that Kirby's not in this still, probably.
It's just one of those things where I wanted to see what would happen for Kirby and Mega Man to fight each other. But
so did I.
Mega Man,
I think if someone was going to beat Kirby in this tournament, though, Bomberman had one of the best shots at it.
I don't know. Mega Man and Bomberman. I think Mega Man can just power on through with the Mega Buster. Seriously, between that and Donkey Kong's powers, he could easily beat Bomberman.
Give Bomberman no credit.
No, not really.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about this one. I feel like if Mega Man keeps his distance, you know, he has his Buster, which could come in handy. And he could probably take Bomberman out from across the stage. If he gets real close, I guess he does have, you know, a little bit of a chance with Donkey Kong's quote-unquote power. If he can avoid the bombs. But, you know, Bomberman, I mean, like you said, if it's an open playing field, like something comparable to a soccer field or something like that, Bomberman has a good shot. This one can go either way. I think, obviously, the popular vote would be Mega Man. But we'll see. Mega Man's been through Beautiful Joe and Donkey Kong. Bomberman's been through Conker and Kirby. Nate, how would you finally vote this one if you had to pick?
I'm going to go with Mega Man. Like, I just think Mega Man is a more, he's, it takes longer for him to die. So he could get hit with several bombs, and who knows, maybe even Bomberman, he gets hit once with a pea shooter, you know, from Mega Man, and he's done. So I don't know. I'm thinking Bomberman, or I'm sorry. I'm thinking Mega Man.
All right. So that would be how that side of the bracket, Steve or Neil or Mike, anything else to say on that battle before I go on?
No.
Nope. I'm voting Mega Man.
Okay. So that's how we see that side of the matchup, Yoshi versus Link, Mega Man versus Bomberman. Let's move our attention to the other side of the bracket, where back in round two we had Sly Cooper, who had beat Crash Bandicoot, fighting Spyro, who had taken out Rayman. So it was Sly Cooper against Spyro. Steve, how did the votes tally with this one?
This one's very neck and neck, too, but it's not a one vote, it's a two vote. Sly got burned.
Oh, that'll make sense.
12-2 or 12-10.
Oh, 12 wow. That's Spyro, awesome.
And the power of the Dragon fans continues. I think a lot of us were voting Sly in that one. I know, Mike, you were voting Spyro. You've been voting him since the beginning.
Spyro all the way.
I've been voting Sly.
So, Mike, you're happy. Let's start with you. What are your thoughts? Do you still think Spyro has a good shot?
Yeah. I mean, not a lot can stand up to his dragon fire.
He's definitely going to have his hands full, regardless of how this turns out in this next round, because the other matchup on this side of the bracket that we were looking at next was a matchup between Ratchet and Clank and Jack and Daxter. Steve, which one of these teams is going to be facing Spyro in the next round?
Well, to begin with, one was winning, and it was making me very sad. And then it came back, and it destroyed them. Ratchet and Clank won 16-7. Ooh. To which made me happy.
16-7, Ratchet and Clank take out Jak and Daxter, so they do the rest of the field a favor by taking that duo out. So then we see Ratchet and Clank fighting against Spyro. Mike, do you still feel good about Spyro's chances?
I don't know. Ratchet and Clank, they're they are still very, very sneaky. I'm not sure. I think it's an unfair advantage at this point that we have a double team in the tournament.
Yeah, well, that's, could be that way. Could be where they end up running the tables, and we'll have to.
If this was Toe Jam and Earl or Banjo and Kazooie, Spyro would torch him easily.
I think he would have his hands full with either of Jak and Daxter or Ratchet and Clank. Nate, when it comes to Ratchet and Clank versus Spyro, does Spyro have any chance of winning?
I would say, does Spyro get to use his Skylander friends?
No.
Ah, oh, okay. Then definitely Ratchet and Clank. They have way more firepower, and he's got way more abilities. Like, he can even glide like Spyro with Ratchet on his back. So his maneuverability, it's going to be a pretty easy job for him.
Yeah, I can see that. Neil, what chance does Spyro have?
I don't know. Ratchet and Clank has a gun, so... That's been kind of a bias for me. It's like, if you have a gun, you're probably going to win. I think Ratchet and Clank.
My only scenario, the only thing I can come up with here, going again to their path through here, Spyro could have got an easy first round victory against Rayman if he got a quick fire breath to him. Might have taken him out fairly easily. And in his battle against Sly, it could have gone a long time, but it's not like a battle. Sly and Spyro is not a battle that either one of them is going to be that hurt or that damaged. It's going to be more of a chess match where somebody eventually gets, you know, the checkmate
Endurance. And
it's over, where it's not necessarily like a, you know, bruise them out like we would have seen with Donkey Kong and, Link and Lil Mac or something like that. Ratchet and Clank, same with the first round, Toe Jam and Earl, that would have been easy. But I can see the scenario here that Ratchet and Clank saw Jak and Daxter in the second round. And the only argument I could see for Spyro would be that Ratchet and Clank had such a brutal battle in their last round that they came in hurt, injured, or not 100% after they had to take out Jak and Daxter. So maybe if they come in limping, Spyro has a chance. Otherwise, I think it's still Ratchet and Clank. Steve?
I'm going to Ratchet and Clank also because of that reason, but... also because if you figure, you know, even if Spyro and Sly didn't actually duke it out heavily in their fight, it would have been an endurance battle going back and forth, so it would have wore both of them out. And you figure that he's probably exhausted a lot of his fire breathing.
Could be.
At this point, because he probably was shooting shots at Sly.
Is Spyro like the How to Train Your Dragon... Dragons, where you only have so many bullets to shoot?
No.
Is anybody willing to put a vote for Spyro in this round?
Well, yeah. I mean...
You've given no argument where you're going to vote
this
for
point, the delusional shut up, Steve. At this point, he is the underdog. And how many times have we seen underdogs come back and win?
He's like the Yoshi at this side.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He's not.
They got somebody's bitch pet on the top of the each quarter.
All right, so that matchup, like we said, is Spyro against Ratchet and Clank, which takes us down to the last quadrant here. In last round, we had Earthworm Jim trying to shoot out Sonic the Hedgehog. Was he able to catch the speedster, Steve?
Almost.
Really?
Yes. He came close. He was actually winning for about a day, and then... the Sonic fans came back. Sonic won 15-11.
Wow, that is close. Way closer than I thought it would be. 15-11, Sonic speeds into the quarterfinals, where he will match up against the winner between our last round two matchup, which saw Pac-Man going against Dig Dug. Is Neil going to be happy or sad?
Neither in both.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's right.
It's a tie.
This is the tie.
What was the vote, Steve?
12-12
12-12 All right, so we have our first tie, which is lucky for us because we have five of us here. So between the five of us, I think we can officially cast our votes and break this tie, since there's an odd number of us. Before we actually cast any votes, I'll ask for your official vote here in a few minutes, but let's rehash some of the talk because Neil and Nate were not able to give any scenarios last time since they weren't on the record. So let's start with Nate. Looking at Pac-Man going against Dig Dug, who has advantages, disadvantages? How do you see this one? Before you don't give our vote yet, but who do you see having the better strength, or how do you break this one down?
I don't know. Pac-Man has had some weird games coming out lately where he has legs and he's running around and he's doing Mario stuff, and that's kind of weird. But at the same time, those games have given him like more abilities than just running around a maze and eating things and then getting hit one-hit kills from ghosts. And in fact, the ghosts are his friends in those games. It's very strange. Anyway,
alternate
Dig Dug, he has not evolved since. I don't know. There's no modern remakes of Dig Dug, are there? So there's just the one game, right? Or well, maybe like two, but
there was two Dig Dugs.
There were two Dig Dugs, and in those games, he could dig, and
he could dug,
and he could blow up balloons. So the way I see it. The way I see it, yeah, he's like trying to get his nozzle into Pac-Man or whatever, and then Pac-Man
kind of be like, "Here, this is a." He's actually hiding in a corner with his nozzle out there, hoping that Pac-Man will just come in instantly, eat it like everything else.
Take his nozzle and blow it,
and he'll be able to do that. And Pac-Man needs to get that power pellet so he can just run them right through Dig Dug.
There are so many double entendres in this show.
I know.
Neil, anyway. Help us out. Or go ahead, Nate. Finish your thought.
No, it's whatever. I'd go with Pac-Man. I like Pac-Man.
Neil, how do you see it breaking down?
He's got an air pump. He can throw like a spear. So I can give it to Dig Dug.
Right through his mouth and into the back of his skull.
Oh, God. Pac-Man skull.
Pac-Man's going down like a... not Ahab. God darn it.
Well, Moby Dick.
That's what I was thinking of. Yeah.
I mean, if Pac-Man gets a hold of a power pellet, does Dig Dug have any chance?
No, he'll run right through him. But that's if he gets a hold of a power.
So Dig Dug has to get him before he gets that power pellet.
Yep.
And then once Pac-Man has the power pellet, Dig Dug has to hope he's far enough away that he can outrun Pac-Man or delay him long enough.
Yep.
He does have the chance to toss that shovel / blow up. I don't want to say anything inappropriate here. Steve, you kind of talked about it last week a little bit, but how are you seeing it now that it's a kind of a crucial thing where we're all going to have to cast a deciding vote here?
I mean, I like one more than the other just because he's 3D. So he fits with the rest of the cast. They all have, you know, like, I don't know, they're more next gen. But
wow,
Dig Dug has bad graphics.
Yes.
Sucks.
I'm racist against computer characters.
I'm surprised at how close some of these have been.
But I mean, Dig Dug, while he has the more, I don't know, easier to defeat Pac-Man abilities, he also doesn't have the most longevity as far as video games.
Yeah, if that's the way.
Like, Pac-Man just keeps, like, dying and evolving, and Dig Dug just dies.
He's died twice, and he stayed dead the second time.
As much as I think it would be funny, either way, like,
Or is Dig Dug resilient that he's been able to survive even though he hasn't had all these other games, and people still know who he is? Maybe not everybody knows who he is, I don't know.
I knew of the game, and I didn't really, you know, pay too much attention to him. I knew Pac-Man, but that's because he's, like, the Mario of Sony for the most part, like, on some levels.
Wait,
like,
Pac-Man,
he was at
Mario
one time
of Sony.
Well, not really, but I mean, like, he's of, or Atari. Not Sony,
Atari.
What's his publisher?
Atari.
Namco.
Namco.
Yeah, that's what I meant. He's like the Mario of Namco. That's what I meant. And
they're both so, Namco. I mean, this could just be like an all. This could just be an all-out Namco war. Like one hits him with the pole position car, the other one comes back with a Soul Calibur.
Well, you know, Dig Dug would use the pole position against, you know, Pac-Man. So, I don't know. I think just on principle alone, because Pac-Man pisses me off when he plays games, I'm going to go Dig Dug.
All right, so let's see how this is breaking down. Nate, your official vote was with who?
Pac-Man.
And Neil, your official vote is Dig Dug?
Yep.
Steve, your official vote is Dig Dug?
Yes.
Mike?
Pac-Man will eat him up and spit him out.
There you go.
Yeah, we said that last round, and you see how well that worked.
Well, Mike took the easy way out, damn you.
No, I mean, okay, look at it.
So apparently things that eat things don't tend to last long in this tournament. The only one that's the exception is the invulnerable one.
Mike skirted the decision by picking Pac-Man and leaving it still a tie up until my vote. Dang it. I was hoping you four would just decide it amongst yourselves. Wow. I mean, it kind of goes to that scenario. Dig Dug has to be able to hit Pac-Man with something before Pac-Man gets that power pellet. Because once
that's provided, if there is a power pellet.
No, there's always a power pellet. You cannot take that away from him. He started with that.
It might be on the other side of the arena, but Dig Dug has to somehow. I mean, Pac-Man's not going to go after Dig Dug. He's going to go after the power pellet. Dig Dug is going to have to somehow stop him from getting there by somehow landing that javelin of his into Pac-Man,
or digging a big hole in the ground.
So he's going to have to,
and having Pac-Man fall in it.
And I figure he's going to have only a few shots to get Pac-Man before he gets to that power pellet. So he's got to make one of those count. If not, once Pac-Man gets that thing, he is going to outrun Dig Dug with his invincibility. So
even if he does, like, the thing with Dig Dug is he has to chase Pac-Man. Pac-Man's chasing the pellet, but
or he digs a hole, a really big hole, and drops Pac-Man in it, and he can't get to the pellet. Because I mean, if you argue that, then Mario and Luigi could have used the star against each other, and then it would have been a tie.
Oh God!
And then Mario could have used the star against Yoshi. And then you could use the star against the next one.
Let me ask you guys
one
thing. People that know anything about Dig Dug, because I wasn't a huge player of his game, if you had to answer the question, which character is faster? Is Pac-Man faster or is Dig Dug faster?
Pac-Man's way faster.
Because of modern age game.
If Pac-Man's faster, even if he doesn't have the power pellet, is he fast enough to get around to the back of Dig Dug and somehow just outmaneuver him and just eat him from behind?
Yes. I'm putting that down. Yes.
Neil, thoughts?
It's possible.
I don't know. If Dig Dug is accurate enough to hit him with his first shot, then I think he has a chance. But I think the speed of Pac-Man might tend to push me towards that direction. I think I'm going to officially vote for Pac-Man.
Welcome to the winning team.
I apologize to everybody I just pissed off with that. We could have had an interesting bottom of the bracket on each side with Bomberman and Dig Dug going forward, though. That would have been interesting. All right, so that means that we now can move on to the other quarterfinal matchup. That took a little while, I apologize, but now we have Sonic the Hedgehog going up against Pac-Man. We just talked a lot about Pac-Man. Now that he's going up against Sonic, the speed factor goes away, Nate, so is it Sonic all the way in this one?
Come back to me, please.
All right, Mike, what do you think, Sonic or Pac-Man, Mike?
Sonic. He's way faster than Pac-Man. And Sonic, no matter how many times Pac-Man hits him, can just re-grab those rings and have more energy as he goes along.
All right, you sold me.
And Sonic's probably just fast enough to just take the power pellets himself if they're even in.
How many rings does he get?
Even one's just
yeah.
A game.
We're going to set up an arena. We're going to put Pac-Man on one side. We're going to put Sonic on the other. We're going to put some rings opposite Sonic, some power pellets opposite Pac-Man. Go.
Well, in Sonic, that scenario,
Sonic should be fast enough to get the rings.
All with each other now.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what it sounds like when you describe it like that.
Sonic's fast enough to go to the end of the arena, pick up his rings, go back to the arena, the other end of the arena, and just like kick away the power pellets.
It's almost like Quicksilver here.
Oh God! Now all I can hear in my head is "Time in a Bottle." Crap.
That's the song that's playing during this battle as Sonic runs circles around Pac-Man. Possibly, I don't know. Pac-Man, have any chance, Steve, or are you gonna seek your revenge that Dig Dug didn't make for it and let Sonic annihilate Pac-Man?
Oh, I'm gonna have Sonic annihilate Pac-Man. Sonic's gonna run giant circles around him until he chokes his air out and then does his hedgehog cutter and cuts him in half.
Neil, agree or disagree?
Well, even without rings, Sonic can just spin dash through any enemies. And last time I checked, Pac-Man is not made of a wall of spikes, so I don't think it'll be no problem for Sonic.
That would have been the one chance that Dig Dug would have had in this matchup, is he could have, if he would have held his thing up at the right time, maybe made Sonic run into it.
Possibly.
But I think Sonic probably would have beat either opponent. But I think Dig Dug would have had the chance because he had that spike, but. Yeah, I can see Sonic winning this one pretty easily. Nate, coming back to you, you think Sonic owns this one?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so that is how the quarterfinals shape up. Again, on the first side of the bracket, we had Yoshi going against Link. You can vote for the winner at the website. Then we had Mega Man going against an upset Bomberman. Then on the other side, we have Spyro going against Ratchet and Clank. And then Sonic going against Pac-Man. So we are getting down to the nitty-gritty. There's only 8 combatants left. So you'll have to let us know who you think should make all the way into the final 4. Definitely closer. We said each round you kind of get some closer battles. We had a 1-vote difference. We had a 2-vote difference. And we had a tie. So that means if you're wanting somebody to win, spread the word. Get this out to your friends. Share it on your Facebook, Twitter, or whatever you got to do to get some more votes in here. Mike, how do you see this all shaping up? Are you surprised at the outcome so far? And how are you looking at it now that we're down to the final 8, the Elite 8?
It's going to be really interesting.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be really pissed off if, not that I dislike the characters, but I think I'm going to be really pissed off if Ratchet and Clank win the whole thing, because that's just an ultimate cheat, because they are a team and everyone else is a single player.
Forecasted into the future.
We know you do.
And I can honestly say I don't think that they're going to get to the final. I mean, I think they'll, you know, obviously, I think that they'll get to the semi, but I don't think they'll get to the final.
Should be interesting. I see a couple that stand out to me as possible favorites for people. I've seen, you know, going through the comments that we've had so far in the different episode posts, I definitely have seen arguments for a couple different people that are still remaining. Obviously, we saw Mario leave the tournament now. A lot of people had him possibly winning it all, and they were apparently going to be upset if he did, so we avoided that. But we did upset people at the same time with Kirby leaving.
Kirby.
But I still think we got some favorites out there. We have Yoshi, we got Link, we got Mega Man, we got Ratchet and Clank, and we got Sonic all out there as people that, you know, different
and
people.
And Spyro. Pull.
No, nobody's been pulling for Spyro.
Oh, come on.
People have been pulling for those 5, or we could have an upset. We could have Bomberman, Spyro, Pac-Man, one of those guys try to make a run at it. But I don't know. Nate, how do you think about this?
I don't think the Sonic fans are going to let Sonic not take this entire tournament.
are there more?
Well, I don't know, because we do have Spyro, we do have Sonic, we do have Mega Man, and Link and Yoshi, it's kind of a heads or tails on that one.
And we also can look at how it's something that we'll have to do when we break it down next week is the path that each one has come, you know, and how much that could possibly impact their future rounds. And even though we might have some favorites out there or people that we think have a good chance, it might come down to who they match up against. So we'll have to kind of see how that goes. Neil, now that Dig Dug is out, do you have a favorite you're pulling for?
Possibly Bomberman? Yeah, I'm going to go with Bomberman.
I like it, going for the underdog. Yes. Anybody else have favorites? TFG1 Mike, is Spyro your favorite?
I
It's going to be interesting to see where these go. On the left side, at this point, Spyro and Sonic are my favorites. Or on the right side, I should say. On the left side, it's Mega Man, but I can't decide between Yoshi and Link. I'm just not sure on that one.
Nate, do you have a favorite?
I mean, out of all of them, I want Ratchet and Clank to win, actually.
Steve, what about you?
I'm kind of torn. Now, if it were Mega Man X, I'd be voting Mega Man, but I don't care for regular Mega Man as much because he's kind of a bitch compared to the other one. And I really like Sonic, too. But I also like Ratchet and Clank. I'm going Sonic just because I play him in Smash Brothers and I kick royal ass. So
it's going to be interesting. We'll have to see what the arguments are as they pair up against specific people and see how that might play a factor in. And maybe somebody gets the bad matchup, which apparently Kirby did this round. we'll have to wait and see. Mike, and Steve or whoever wants to give the information out.
Wait a minute. What about you? Do you have a favorite?
Do I have a favorite? I never put my opinions out there like that, do I?
You usually do.
I mean, I got a soft spot for Link, but I think he's got a tough opponent this next round with Yoshi, and he has the toughest... Link probably had the toughest path to a championship because he had to go through Lil Mac, then Zelda, now Yoshi, and then the possibility of Mega Man, Bomberman, and then whoever makes it out of this other side. So, I mean, if Link somehow pulls it off, he definitely earned it. But I think having that tough of a path could really cost him. So, I don't know. There's a... One side of me says maybe Mega Man on that side. And then, I don't know, I'm going to have to really break down a matchup between Ratchet and Clank and Sonic, as that's who I think will be paired up on that side. And that is an interesting matchup. Sonic's really got that speed going for him. Obviously, Ratchet and Clank have the duo. So that's a tough one to come out of. And then once you get to the putting one side of the bracket against the other, then you can kind of throw everything out and it's all, you know, fair game and it's all like back to ground zero. I don't know. I haven't tried to compare anybody from the left side to anybody of the right side without knowing who those people are going to be that much. So it's once we get to that point, it's just going to depend on who it is.
I know for me, and I understand that Mega Man is a Capcom character, but he's mostly been on his classic incarnation has mostly been on the Nintendo Entertainment System, Super Nintendo, that kind of thing. It's going to be really funny to me if Mega Man and Sonic are in the final because you have Nintendo versus Sega.
That'd be an interesting one just because of the characters, too. I don't know who has the best chance against... Link might have a better chance against Ratchet and Clank than anybody on this side. Whereas if it's Sonic, maybe that changes. Maybe all of a sudden, even an underdog like Bomberman or someone like Yoshi has a chance against Sonic. I don't know. It really depends on how you break it down and who gives the best argument. But how can people vote to decide who's going to make it on to the next round?
You can go to geekcastradio.com, click on the GCRN Wars episode 18 post, and listen to the podcast first so you've heard our opinions, and then go and vote after that.
And take part in the discussion there and try to convince other people to vote certain
exactly.
ways. We had a lot of people that are trying to pull for certain people, give different arguments that may or may not influence other people as they check it out before they vote.
Exactly.
And how long do they have to vote?
What is it, a week, Steve?
It is, because this airs on Wednesday at 10 a.m. It will go until Tuesday night at 9 p.m.
So get your votes in and spread the word. Put it out there on Twitter. Put it out there on Facebook or whatever else you do. Tell your friends about it. Let's make a high vote total for this next round so we really see who people think would win.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to GCRN Wars. You can get a hold of us in the following ways. You can contact us on Facebook by searching Geekcast Radio Network. You can comment on this episode post with the poll. Please be sure to fill out the voting, and if you'd like to leave an explanation, leave it in the comments below. You can get a hold of us on Twitter at Geekcast Radio, hashtag GCRN Wars. That's GCRNWARZ. So until next time, tune in and check out GCRN Wars Tournament on episode 16, where we cover the other half of round one's fight. So until next time, unleash the geek in you. Dig 'em.